Good morning, Ben.
How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. All good?
Yeah, very well, thank you. It's been a crazy 6, 7, 8 months.
Wow.
But, starting to look a little bit normal now.
Indeed. All right, so let's talk about the new TV show, which is on WIN TV. Weekday show, 3:30. It's called Left Off the Map. Now, you've already had week one, so we're into week two. When did you actually film it? How long ago?
We've been filming since January this year. So we got a fair bit of filming done through till about March, April, and then obviously everyone got hit by COVID. So a lot of tourism destinations shut down or slowed down at least. So we ticked off a lot of the filming that we could do without having to travel out to tourism destinations. And then as things have been loosening up a little bit over the last couple of months, Tassie, we were lucky we came out of it a little bit quicker than everyone else. And we're able to get out and film with a lot of those destinations over the last few months. So it's been a longer filming schedule than we would normally do a show in. So it's almost been 11 months now, and it'll be 12 months by the time we get it finished. So it's about 4 months longer than normal. So it's been a long, 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 long journey.
I haven't actually seen the show, but I'm watching it this week, 3:30 on WIN. So tell us about it. What is it?
So the shows, we've done quite a few shows now based here in Tasmania. I think this is our 8th national TV show that we've done. We've always looked at food and produce. That's kind of been the really big areas that we've focused on, with Tasmania being such an icon when it comes to food and produce. But one of the things that we've found since doing that over the last 8 years is that what makes it so dynamic and so iconic is the people behind the food and the produce.
Mm.
These quirky characters who have got this absolute love for Tasmania, a love for the environment, a love for the produce. So we decided to go and focus a little bit more on those people, the quirky characters and the really cool destinations. And then we've been to all the big tourism destination spots. We wanted to focus a little bit more on the ones that maybe are forgotten about, a little left off the map. So the things that you wouldn't normally hear about or see in a tourism brochure guide, the ones that are only a local knows about or by word of mouth and are a little bit out of the way.
So let's have a look at the northwest coast in particular. So I know you filmed it a fair while ago. So some of the places you've been to on the northwest coast that people can see on the TV this week?
Geez, we went...
I know you're on the spot, sorry.
Yeah, I reckon we filmed probably 60% of the show here on the northwest because it was so much easier for us to access during COVID. We've been to the West Coast, went down to the West Coast a couple of times. We've been all the way through to Stanley a few times. We've done Ulverston, done Devonport, Cradle Mountain, Wynyard earlier in the year when the tulips were out, through Table Cape. Yeah, so the other good thing about the show is that we've got a website which goes along with the show, and every episode we obviously go to a different destination. We do we'll explore a little bit around that destination with a guest. And then if people watch that episode, like what they see in that area, they can jump online to the website, go to that episode number, and then all the information for how to travel there, an itinerary for
what you can
do there will be aligned with that episode. So even if you're local, if you're a mainlander and you're coming down when the borders open, that's great. If you're a local and you watch an episode and go, oh, that was great, I'll go on and have a look at episode 9 and find out exactly where they went and how they got there and what are the websites for the places they visited so I can build my own itinerary.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've been doing TV for a long time now. You're almost a veteran. TV and radio, you know, the digital electronic mediums, getting more involved in using the internet. It's becoming more of a, you don't just watch the TV. There's a lot more information that you can use, for instance, social media and having a website to get your gear out there.
Exactly. All of our stuff is brand funded, so we don't get commissioned by networks. We work with brands to create content, which means that we end up owning the footage, which is great. We've got this great library of footage. But the first thing that when we sit down with a brand to talk about being involved in a show, the first thing they ask for is our digital presence. So they want to know what our social media coverage is going to be like. They want to know what the website will look like, what will be on the website. Digital coverage is so important to brands at the moment because I understand that people live in a digital world now. You've got a phone in your hand 24/7 and you can access that digital world whenever you want. You can watch the episode anytime you want on catch-up. You don't have to be sitting at home at 3:30 to watch it. And then you can you can navigate from that episode directly to a website which gives you more information about that episode and how you can relate to what happened in that episode.
Yeah. I've been watching a little bit of the kids' MasterChef. I tell you what, some of those kids are pretty good, mate. Have you watched a bit of that?
Yeah, pretty freaky.
Yeah, wow.
My kids love food and I think they're pretty good cooks, but these kids are above and beyond. You can imagine, you know, how many applications there would have been for that show, and you're picking the top 12, so it's the cream of the crop. And I talk to Andy probably every week, and he was astounded by the skill and just the knowledge that these kids at such a young age had. And he said it would far outweigh what he expected, and he thinks it's because of MasterChef over the last 10, I think it's 12 years now MasterChef's been on. These kids have grown up during the generation of MasterChef being the number one show on Australian television.
Yeah.
So they understand the technique, they understand the language, they understand the knowledge because they grew up with it.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, listen, good on you for continuing to make local Tasmanian shows, and long may you continue doing it. So Ben's new show, we're up to week two now. It's called Left Off the Map, and it's on weekdays on Win at 3:30. Righto, mate. So while I got you, I've got to ask you, any plans for another restaurant yet or not?
We'll get through. This summer still looks like it's going to be a bit lean on tourism intake into the state. So we'll get through this summer. Hopefully we get a second season of this show, and that's what will happen during sort of the off-season next year.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably be ready to go from there. We'll keep our powder dry until then. It might be that it's a pop-up to begin with until we get the new site ready. And it's definitely something that I want to do. We obviously had a lot of things go against us with Charlotte Jack, with the space that we were, some of the support that we got, and then COVID hitting. So hopefully with a fresh slate, we can start from the beginning and try again and do it properly.
Good luck to you, mate. And if I don't see you or hear from you before Christmas, have a good Christmas with the family.
Same to you, mate. And thank you again for all your support.
You're welcome.